At the Agricultural Genetic Engineering Research Institute in Syria, there are scientists from 15 different countries in the Middle East working together on a number of crops for dry areas. One of those scientists is Michael Baum. He told us the crops the institute is working on are barley, wheat, lentils, chickpeas, and beans.
We use a whole range of biotechniques to improve those crops, but also, we use genetic engineering to try to improve the drought tolerance of these crops.
However, the development of actually drought-tolerant crops are likely to be 5 or more years away. But he said right now there is research underway in the private sector and even more by various governments.
Especially on topics like drought tolerance, heat tolerance, soil tolerance. And we expect that besides the efforts of the private sector, maybe not in the next 5 years, but maybe 5 to 10 years, that also from the public research institutes in developing countries, that there will be many products, there will be products coming available for improving the agriculture in the developing countries.
Right now, Iran is the only Middle Eastern country with biotech seed on the commercial market.
Iran is one of the countries with a very strong biotech program over the last 10-15 years, and Egypt is the other country with on the forefront of the biotech research. But as you can see, I mean, if you take these two countries as the advocates of the technology, and you can see that often because of regulatory issues, and that's a case like in Egypt, I would say, because of this one, products have not made it to the market.
Former Cairo University professor and current advisor to Egypt's Environmental Protection Agency's biosafety protocol, Osama El-Tieb, has been involved in the process to regulate biotech products since Egypt ratified the International Biosafety Protocol a number of years ago. Egypt has taken the first step and passed biosafety legislation, so now it is at the executive branch. But Osama El-Tieb said the law still has to be implemented. And just how long does Osama El-Tieb think it will take before commercial biotech seeds are on the market in Egypt?
But in fact, if the will is there, it could be concluded within 6 months.
And I am Brenda Curtis reporting for the Department of Agriculture from Washington.